Arrow.net, A-R-R-O-E.net. It's more than just conversations. It's just something to listen to. We are Unplugged and Totally Uncut with Elvira Cassandra Peterson.
I'm good. Boy, I love that name, Arrow. That is awesome.
That's just one of those freaky, weird entertainment names. You know, I was trying to get something just to get ratings.
Oh, well, you did a good job. That's what I did with Elvira.
Speaking of that Elvira and Arrow and stuff like that, I know what it's like to become Arrow. What about you becoming Elvira? And when the makeup and everything comes off, do you go back to being Cassandra?
I do. It's actually been the luckiest. I think I'm the luckiest celebrity alive. I get to have a regular life outside of Elvira. I can be sexy and funny when I want to as Elvira, and then when I want a little anonymity and I want to just live a regular life, I can do that too. I think there's only like a handful of people that could do that. Maybe me and Pee Wee Herman, you know, I don't know who else.
Well, you got to create with Pee Wee Herman. Oh my God, Paul Rubens. What? I mean, this is when you guys were at the Groundlings. I mean, that had to be something very special.
It was. And he was freaking brilliant in the Groundlings. I mean, I went there and saw him perform, and he and Phil Hartman were my incentive to get into the Groundlings and do what they were doing. Paul and I are still very, very close friends, and all of the Groundlings were, it's like your alumni when you go to high school, you know, they stay with you for the rest of your life. We're all very, very close. He and I are in a very exclusive club together, right?
Yeah. Because
people who don't look like who they really are.
That's the reason why I left television, because I got tired of being recognized at the store or being at the gas station. People would come up and start talking to me. I'm going, I'm not in the mood to talk.
So you went into radio.
So no, I was in radio first. So I was protected by those four walls of having no identity.
Yeah, no, radio is awesome for that, right? I used to actually be a DJ in LA at K-Rock for a while, and that was a great gig.
Oh my God. See, K-Rock is that.
I didn't even put that in the book. That was that. My book was so long in the beginning. It was longer than like the Bible. I had to cut it down. I have so many stories on the cutting room floor that I think I could do a second autobiography, I swear to God.
So now what is that like for you to open your soul now? Because I'm also a writer, published author and stuff like that. And each time that I write, it clears things out for you to be creative in other areas. Did you go through the same thing?
Absolutely. I was kind of shocked and amazed to find out that telling some of these stories that I've really never talked about with anybody and kind of working through them, particularly my relationship with my mother, which was not a good relationship when I was a kid. And then I had to take care of her the last 10 years of her life because she had gone through all of her money and she sort of started to fall apart. Mm. And I had to be there for her when we had this really kind of awful, rocky relationship when I was young. So that worked through a lot of things for me. It was a little bit like therapy. I saved a ton of money, though. It was very cathartic writing the book on a lot of levels.
I'm a daily writer, so writing about, you know, the journey and stuff like that is I know what the emotions are all about. What about for you and this book? I mean, your fingers, did you physically handwrite this out or did you put your fingers on that computer?
I put my fingers on that computer, and thank God for computers. I can't imagine writing this in handwriting. Oh my God. I don't know how writers did it before a computer. I really don't. So yes, I just sat there and typed and typed and typed, maybe 4 to 6 hours every day, 7 days a week for about a year.
I know that you said that it was long, but did when you type like that, I mean, did it turn you into a perfectionist though? Because you'd go back there and take out paragraphs?
Yeah, I would. It did turn me into perfectionist. You go back, you pull things out, you move them to other places. Thank God, like I said, for the computer, because how would you even do that if you had handwritten everything? I guess you cut things out and make them in notes and stick them on the wall and move them around. But yeah, thank God for the computer. So, anyway, but it was an intense process, as I'm sure you know.
The editing part. I mean, because, you know, to find the right editor that believes in your product, because I've always believed in the Mark Twain theory, you know, preserve your own accent. Don't go and be somebody else. Do it in your own language.
That's true. And that is such an important thing. I'm a huge reader of autobiographies and biographies. And the autobiographies that really hit home with me are the ones who were written by the person in their own voice. Mm-hmm. I can tell in 2 minutes if there was a ghostwriter or not. And I really, really didn't want to have a ghostwriter. I had not written a book before, so people were skeptical, especially me, about if I could do it or not. And it's not the maybe not the most well-written book that ever came out. You know, I'm no Ernest Hemingway, but I think my voice clearly comes through. And I think that's the important thing that people will appreciate.
The most important part of the journey, creativity is an addiction. Did you have to battle that?
Yes, I have to battle it all the time. I'm definitely a workaholic. Yep. And it you do want to, it is your means of getting your creativity out there, and it does become an addiction. You need to do it. And it explains why you see people like, for example, like Cher, who people go, why is she still working at that age? Why does she need to do that? It's, you know, she doesn't need the money. It's not about the money. It's about getting your creativity satisfied, you know, getting it out there and doing that every day. Otherwise, I don't know what the heck I would do. It's my hobby and my work, you know.
I love it. Well, I'm telling you, I'm so proud of you for writing this book, because now it's no longer about what the magazines say. It's what you say. And it's just unbelievable that you did this.
Oh, God, thank you. That is so sweet of you to say. I appreciate that.
Please come back to the show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you.
Oh, God, thank you. I would love to do it. On my second memoir, I'll come back.
Well, you be brilliant this weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You're so sweet. Bye.